good morning. I've been asked by Dudi to make a few announcements before I begin this year. Due to the global pandemic of coronavirus, COVID-19, as of today and until further notice, Torah Way won't be held at its regular location, Kilas El Moshe, but where and when possible from the homes or Bate Medrash of the respective Magidei Shir. To find out how to watch or listen to a live or previous shir, or access the archive of our library of thousands of shiurim, and to keep updated with any updates from Torah Way, please visit www.torahway.org.uk. It is Chaf Vav Adar, the 22nd of March. My name is Rabbi Golka, and this is a shir, a parasha shir on the Torah Way. Yes, and one final announcement. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Friedlander to Lichloit Simchas HaNasuin Shal Eli Friedlander and Terry Grosnas. It should be a Bas Neman B'Yisrael L'Shem U'L'Tiferes. So this week's Parsha's Vayikra, as ever, contains messages which are timely and which are timeless and speak to us in these very difficult times. The Pasuk says, the Parsha begins, Vayikra el Moshe Vayedabe Hashem Elov Me'ohel Moed Lemer. Now famously, the first word in the Parsha, Vayikra, has a small aleph. The Balaturim, on the spot, says the following. I've got a sheet, normally I give the shir, there are physical people in the room, and I've got handouts. If anyone would like to see the handout, please email me, and later, Bli Neida, I will send you the sheet at j.golka@gmail.com. The Balaturim on this pasuk says the following. Aleph de Vayikra Zira. The Aleph of the word Vayikra is small. Shemoisha hayo gadol va'onov. Moshe Rabbeinu was a gadol and was an onov, was a humble person. Lerotz lichto vele vayokar. He really wanted the pasuk to say Vayokar, not Vayikra. Ki ilo lo dibra HaKadosh Baruch Hu imay, ela b'chalayim, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just appearing to him in a dream. Kaderek shenema b'bilam, like it says with Bilam, ki ilo lo nire lo Hashem ela b'mikra, as it was as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only appearing to Bilam, to Moshe Rabbeinu, sorry, b'mikra, it was a chance encounter. V'omla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lichtev gam alef, no. I want you to write Vayikra with an aleph, because I want it to be Vayikra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to Moshe Rabbeinu. It should be a proper communication, a proper dibur. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it to be a chance, Vayokar, B'chaloyim, not a proper direct link. V'shuv Amaloy Moshe, continues the Balaturim. V'shuv Amaloy Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu continues, Machmasrei Vanova, due to his immense humility, Shelo Yichtevene Ele Katana. Let's compromise. Let's write the Aleph small. And therefore, Yosem Isha Alfin, smaller than the regular Aleph, Shabbatera Vekosvek Tan. That was the compromise. It won't say Vayokar, it won't say Vayikra normally. It'll be Vayikra with a small Aleph. You see the immense humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. We've all been inundated with WhatsApps and messages. And I'm sure everyone received or saw the letter that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zayin Gesund, he suggested that we strengthen ourselves in various areas. One is, of course, to avoid Lashon Hara. And he focused on the middah of Anova and to be ma'ave al midosov, as per the Rosh in Horius Yudala Domanal. What is that Rosh? What exactly is Reb Chaim referring to? Let's learn the Gemara together and we'll take a look at it. It's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says there in Horius Daf Yudalad Omadav, famous old machlokes, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Pligibor Rabbanon, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbanon. The Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagreed over the following matter. Chad Omar Sinai Odiv, one said that Sinai is Odiv, V'chad Omar Oikeharim Odiv, someone who is Oikeharim is better. What is Sinai and what is Oikeharim? So Rashi says, Sinai Odiv, Misha Shona Mishnah Brisa Sudurin Lekinisinos Mehar Sinai. Sinai is someone whose Torah greatness lies in his breadth of knowledge. He knows a lot of Mishnayas, a lot of Brisas. And that is preferable, Sinai Odiv is preferable to someone who is Oike Horim. What is Oike Horim? Says Rashi, to Chorif u'mufulpul batoira. He's Chorif, he's very sharp, he's very clever. He has tremendous powers of analysis. So Chadom Asinai Odif, it's better to have this sort of broad, extensive knowledge. And one says, no, Oike Horim is Odif. If you have sharp powers of analysis, if you're a mufulpul, when you can take a Gemara, and you can learn, and it contradicts the Gemara here, and you can... Mufalpel. It's a little bit like the Bekias Be'ian debate. Not quite the same, but like that. You know, in the heyday of Volozhin, when Volozhin, in the latter half of the 19th century, Volozhin was shot in 1892. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik joined the Netziv, his wife's grandfather, in 1880 to become the joint Rosh Hashiva. That period, 1880 to 1892, was perhaps, those were the golden years of Volozhin. And it's interesting, in those years, you had two very different Rosh Hashiva. The Netziv was much older, of course. He married the granddaughter of Reb Chaim Volozhin, the founder of the yeshiva. He married the daughter of Reb Ichelam Volozhin. And his style was much more slow and steady and methodical. And it was to cover everything. You would start with brachas. The Seder there in Volozhin was very different. You started a Masechta, and you worked your way through, and you'd finish a Masechta. You start with brachas, and eventually you finish with the Nida, and you go through everything. He had a Seder every morning to learn Chumash Rashi. Ha'emek Dovo, the famous Pirush of the Netziv, is the fruit of that shir. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, on the other hand, who happened to be, by the way, his wife's... Reb Chaim Soloveitchik's wife was the granddaughter of the Netziv. Rafal Shapiro was the son-in-law of the Netziv, and his daughter married Chaim Soloveitchik. Rafal Shapiro amazingly stepped down from being the Rebbe, the sort of second Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin, and he allowed his son-in-law, Chaim Soloveitchik, to take over. He felt that he would do a better job, and he took a rabbinic position elsewhere, and Chaim Soloveitchik and the Netziv were the two joint Rosh Hashiva. Now, they were very different. Chaim Soloveitchik was explosion. Was brilliance, was lightning, and he was the Oike Horim. The Netziv really was the Sinai, the slow, methodical, all-encompassing, broad, extensive knowledge of Torah. Anyway, so the Gemara wants to know which one is better. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. He had the breadth of Torah knowledge, and Rabbah was Oike Horim. He was very sharp and very analytical. So Shalchu l'Tamon, the Gemara says then, Horius Yudalet, they sent a message to the Gedolim Eretz Yisrael, Eizu Mehen Kaidim. Which one takes precedence? They had to choose between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah to be the Rosh Hashiva. So Shalchu l'Hu, so they sent the message back, Sinai Odef, Sinai is preferable. Da'am Amar, Hakol Tzrichim L'Mari Chitcha, everyone needs the owner of wheat. And therefore, you know, you can be very brilliant, but if you don't have reference to all the brises and all the mishnayos, then you're going to be limited. So therefore, Sinai Odif. V'afilu hochi, continues the Gemara, lo kabel Rabbi Yosef alei. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yosef did not accept the position upon himself. And then, Malach Rabba esked the Tar Tishonim, and therefore Rabba took the position, he ruled, he was the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years, v'hod the Malach Rabbi Yosef, and then Rabbi Yosef took over. V'chol shnei the Malach Rabba, all the years that Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yosef afilu umda lebeisa lecholif. Rabbi Yosef didn't even let a blood letter into his house. Now Rashi says, interestingly, Rashi says, umda lebeisa lekara. Says Rashi, sheleirotzo linhoik shirora ba'atzmai. He didn't want to accept any position of leadership, of authority, all those years that when Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva, Shemolach Rabba, afilu b'hai shirusa shleirotza lahavi shum uman b'toich beisai. He didn't want to have any worker come to his house. That was a sign of prestige. Rabba, who was the Rosh Hashiva, would have people come to his house as a situation of honor. Ela k'shirotza lahakiz dam, when he wanted to have some blood let, hayoha uman ol lebeisai de Rabba, the blood letter would come into Rabba's house, v'shom hayomakiz, and Rabbi Yosef, because he didn't want to take any vestige of authority, of leadership, when the blood letter would go to Rabba's house, Rabbi Yosef would go to Rabba's house and have